I'll introduce myself now, shall I?
Good morning, I'm Dawn Oakley, recording Mr. Les Steadman for our project Shouting the Odds. Hello Les, thanks for doing this.
Good morning Dawn, it's a pleasure to meet you again. Date of birth, 20th of January 1923. I was born in London in Hammersmith, in West London. My father had built Sopwith Camels in the First World War. My mother came from Ireland. And my grandmother came from America. And my grandmother treated me as her son. She was the most wonderful lady. Took me all round and showed me everything that was going on. Now, in 1938, I was age 15. And I normally was left school at 14 in those days. But because I wanted to join the Royal Air Force, the headmaster said, Les, you've got to do one more year at school and three evenings night school to get the necessary qualifications. So on the 27th of October 1938, I reported to East Church on the Isle of Sheppey to train as an armourer. And I finished the course in August 1939. On the 3rd of September 39 came the Second World War. I was posted from East Church to Cosford. And then from Cosford I went to Abingdon in Oxfordshire for 4 weeks. And then on to Benson in Oxfordshire, where I stayed for over a year. An aircraft I worked on was an aircraft called a Ferry Battle. And one of the men I taught the service revolver to was none other than pilot officer Richard Shuttleworth, who sadly was killed flying in the Ferry Battle a month later.
Okay. Right, we'll just continue then, Les.
We've got the Shuttleworth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, after the Ferry Battle, we became number 12 Operational Training Unit, and we then converted to the Mark 1 Wellington, which I flew in on one occasion around Oxfordshire. Now, after that, I was posted to Chivenor in North Devon in 1941. The aircraft there were the Bristol Beaufort. And after a spell there, I was posted overseas to Sierra Leone. And I sailed from Liverpool at the end of 1941 and went to an airfield near Freetown called Hastings. And the aircraft there were Hawker Hurricanes of number 128 Squadron, commanded by Squadron Leader Billy Drake, who appeared on TV last year at the age of 94. The only enemy in Sierra Leone were the Vichy French, and they flew American bombers, I believe, called the Maryland. And eventually, the commanding officer-in-chief of the Vichys flew over in an aircraft to look at Freetown, and one of the Hurricanes shot him down. And after that, the Vichy French capitulated. I then was posted to an airfield called Waterloo, where we flew Wellingtons on anti-submarine patrols. I flew all around Sierra Leone in a Wellington. Then I returned to England and was posted to Wickenby in Lincolnshire, the number 12 squadron that were flying Lancasters. And I on one occasion flew from Cranwell into from Wickenby into Cranwell. Because in those days, the Rossby Hospital treated burnt airmen. Mm-hmm. We flew down at 100 feet and returned to Wickenby at 50 feet. I was sitting in the rear turret at the time, and it was quite an experience. After Wickenby, I got posted to Lindholm to a conversion unit. And from there, I was posted to number 502 Ulster Squadron at Holmesley South, who were flying Halifax anti-submarine aircraft. And we had a man called Flying Officer Van Russen, a Dutchman, who actually sunk a U-boat when I was on the squadron. We then moved from Holmesley South to St. David's in South Wales. And then from there I went to Perranporth in North Cornwall, around about the time of D-Day. And then after that I was posted to Limavady in Northern Ireland, again with the Wellington aircraft. And they flew anti-submarine patrols from Limavady in Northern Ireland. And we were there at the end of World War II. And the Germans had 28 days to surrender their U-boats. And as a result of that, the Irish port ended up with about 20 U-boats. And I actually went in one of those U-boats to have a look round. And after that, I got posted up to Scotland to a Sunderland unit at Orness near Invergordon. And from there, I was posted to Egypt for 2.5 years to work on an explosive dump near Suez. And in 1949, I returned back to the UK and was posted to RAF Tangmere, which was my last RAF station, and the aircraft there were the Gloucester Meteor and the Vampires. I then retired from the RAF. And in civilian life, I spent 4 years making shotguns for a company called Cogswell & Harrison's in London.
What year was that? Les,
1949.
All right.
1950. I spent 4 years, about 1954-55.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw an advert for Farnborough asking for armament personnel. So I went to a Farnborough in 1956, and my aircraft there were the Vulcan, Valiant, and Victor bombers, and also the Hawker Hunter fighter. I was then posted to another unit within Farnborough, and I worked on nuclear weapons, which I was never told to talk about. But later on, in many years later, I found a magazine with all the details of all those in there. I worked at Farnborough until I was 60 on armament. Then after that, I spent 5 years as a messenger at Farnborough, and that aircraft I flew in was the Dakota, that now flies at a Battle of Britain flight. And my retirement present, unofficially, that I was allowed to fly that Dakota, and that was my retirement present. I then retired at the age of 65 and relaxed as a civilian. And in somewhere in the 1990s, I came across an advert about this heritage centre. I came along here as a volunteer, and I've been working here 2 days a week ever since. And that's my story. Thank you.
Okay, I'm talking to Les Steadman again, Shouting the Odds, part three.
Now, I have a memory of the Battle of Britain. When I was at Benson in 1940, a Hawker Hurricane flew into Benson and landed, and the pilot got out and said, rearm and refill me. I want to get back at those German so-and-sos. The whole of the tail was full of bullet. There had been lots of bullet holes in the fabric. So the riggers came along with dope and fabric and filled in all the bullet holes. We rearmed the Hurricane and off he went. Now, a week or two later, I went on leave to Kent, where my parents lived. And I was quite amazed one morning when a man marched up to me and said, "You are the Royal Air Force?" "Yes." I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Unteroffizier Schultz of the Luftwaffe." I said, "Schultz, how did you get here?" He said, "I was shot down with one of your Hurricanes." And he bowed and marched off. Now, what had happened, all the German prisoners were employed to work on the farms, to help the farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's what the German prisoners were doing. That's the only time I met the enemy, until after the war. And when I was in Egypt, we had lots of German prisoners in Egypt, and I got on very well with them, because there were no Nazis among them at all. They were professional fighting men. Okay.